Cut him off! Cut him off! Char yelled into her communication device. Lieutenant Boris triggered his device to confirm the order, while yelling at 1st Platoon to haul ass to their secondary location. Terry Henry Walton slapped Char's butt as he ran past, and she took off after him. He had to slow down to let her catch him. Terry became inordinately happy when the guillotine was ready to fall on the next Forsaken. He had become obsessed with removing the Forsaken threat from planet Earth. He didn't want anyone to go through what he'd been through, survive what the oldsters in Cheyenne Mountain had survived. He had declared the Forsaken a blight to be wiped out. Terry's moral compass wavered, but he was convinced he was right. He insisted that Joseph be by his side for one final vetting before condemning the vampires to death. Akio approved. Not that last part, just the first bit where the Forsaken as a whole were meant to be wiped out. Akio and Joseph were not friends, though Joseph had earned Akio's begrudging respect. The Forsaken had Terry and Char's complete trust. Terry and Char ran like the wind, gaining on the Forsaken. When he emerged from a tunnel, he found himself facing 1st Platoon, lined up to bring the maximum amount of firepower to bear. Boris barked, "Snipers!" and 5 shots rang out. The Forsaken flew backward from the impact, gasping and wincing as each silver-tipped round slammed through his body. Surprisingly, he didn't go down.
"Cease fire, we're coming out of the tunnel,"
Terry yelled into his comm device, as he and Char continued to run. Joseph was struggling in the rear. The colonel heard Boris order the ceasefire. Terry and Char slowed when they reached the end of the tunnel so Terry could announce their arrival.
"Colonel and Major coming out!"
Silence greeted them as they walked into the open. The Forsaken was still standing, but he had his hands on his knees and was gulping for air. They waited at the entrance for Joseph before approaching their enemy.
"Good morning," Char said in a light voice.
"I'm not sure it's so good for him,"
Terry added. Char shrugged one shoulder.
"Maybe we should tell you. May all your mornings suck worse than this one, but then again, you probably aren't going to have any more mornings, so say your piece. Tell us that which will give you solace in your final moments. Out with it, so we can get on with the business of killing you,"
Terry said matter-of-factly, watching for the creature to start squirming. "Come on, TH, enough with being an asshole. Just kill it," Char grumbled. Joseph walked past them, approached the Forsaken, and put a hand on its shoulder as if they were old friends.
"He will kill you, you know," Joseph stated.
The injured vampire struggled to stand upright. Joseph helped to steady the creature.
"Why, I wasn't bothering anyone,"
the creature stuttered.
"Au contraire, asswipe. You've been feeding on humans, and that's a big no-no,"
Terry answered as he drew his short cavalry blade. Despite Terry and Char's concerns, Aaron and Yan Mei had gone back into Mammoth Cave and recovered Terry's gear. They understood the symbolism of returning Terry in one piece, triumphantly. They'd done exactly that. When the 4 pods landed in Mayor's Park, the rescuers and the rescued alike walked out with pride and honor. Terry couldn't express his appreciation enough to those who risked it all to help him escape. He didn't want to put them in that position again, so to him, the answer was simple. No Forsaken equaled no unwanted guests kidnapping people. The logic was irrefutable in Terry's mind. Joseph stayed between Terry and the other Forsaken.
"I'm Joseph. What's your name?"
The Forsaken snarled and growled at Joseph, clamping his jaws shut as a final act of defiance.
"As you wish," Joseph replied and stepped away.
Terry's eyes flashed red while Char's started to glow a soft purple. The Forsaken lunged. The blade flashed, and Terry stepped aside to let the headless body stumble and fall to the ground, where Terry had been standing. He looked to Char. She closed her eyes briefly and ventured into the etheric.
"All clear."
She blinked her vision clear and locked eyes with her husband. Terry thrust one finger in the air and twirled it.
"Mount up!" he yelled.